September is considered to be Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. This video today, I'm going to give you some statistics, some facts about spinal cord injury. Coming up next. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Click on that notification bell. Get that ding ding so you know what's coming up next. And if you like this, be sure to like and share it to your other friends, especially if anybody is a spinal cord injury person. Now, the statistics that I'm looking at says spinal cord injury statistics, and these are for 2019 data sheet from the National Spinal Cord Injury Statistic Center. And I'm looking at two sets of information, but it looks like both places have used the same identical information from the National SCI Statistical Center. I'm using one from UAB, which is the University of Alabama, Birmingham, where spinal cord research takes place, and the other one is in Miami Project, where spinal cord research takes place. All right, now then, let's look at this. For general statistics, according to this, there's 17,750 new spinal cord injuries each year in the United States. That comes out to every hour of every day, there's a new spinal cord injury. Right now, while I'm on here with you, sometime during this hour, I'm not going to be here for an hour, but sometime during this hour, there's going to be a spinal cord injured person. Males, that's me, I'm a male. Males make up 78% of new and old spinal cord injury cases. 78%, females, 22%, correct? Okay, approximately people today, again, this is 2019 statistics, there's 249,000 to 363,000 people living with some type of spinal cord injury. Now, this is amazing to me. This is truly amazing, this statistic. The average age at the time of injury, back in the 70s, the average age was 19. Was that right? I have to go back and look at that one. But the average age today is 43 years old. Now, that's good and bad, right? Good because the younger folks are being more cautious, more careful, or whatever they're doing is better developed today than it used to be when I was growing up in the 70s. Or, again, good or bad, the average age has moved to 43. That means the people going through maybe a midlife crisis are getting more adventurous and, sorry to say, not as careful. So that's amazing statistics to me that in the 70s, 19 years old was considered the average age, where now it's 43. The length of stay in the hospital now is 11 days currently, where it used to be 31 days, and now the length of rehab has got down to 31 days. And again, that depends on the person, again, though it's just average number of statistics. Here is a breakdown. Since 2015 up to this research in 2019, from 2015 to 2019, vehicular accidents, car wrecks, automobiles make up 39.3%. And again, this is statistics, again, on both sites, University of Alabama, Birmingham, and the Miami Project. Again, they're probably all using the same statistics found from the National SCI Statistical Center. So, automobile accidents make up 39.3% of all injuries, spinal cord injuries. Falls, whatever, walking down the street and falling, passing out, falling. Angry Quad bounced off his bed, fell. He falls in the 31.8% of people sustaining spinal cord injury just from falls. Violence, mostly gunshot wounds you're talking about, but it may be from roughhousing, playing, getting into wrestling, whatever. But most of it is, the gun violence is 13.5% is from violence, gunshot wounds. Sports make up 8%. I fall in the 8%, got hurt playing football. Medical surgeries of some type make up a 4.3%. And then the last category is what's considered other, whatever other would be, 3.1. Sports, would that fall in with diving into a pool, or would that consider a fall? I'm not sure. Well, it's not fall. I guess diving into a pool, diving into the ocean, whatever else would consider into the sports area. Incomplete quadriplegic is currently the most frequent neurological category. So there's more people that are what you consider quadriplegics that are incomplete, and we'll discuss what incomplete is in just a second. Difference between someone considered a complete injury and an incomplete injury is due to the spinal cord. Neither the spinal cord has been completely damaged or severed, which means it's been cut or cut in half. It's considered a complete injury. From that injury down, there's literally no hope in messages being sent from your brain down to the damaged area to be able to move from that area down. An incomplete is someone that has still tack. The spinal cord is still intact. It may be cut a little bit, maybe cut halfway through, but it's still intact. Or it's fully intact and just the peripheral nerves around it have been damaged for whatever reason, and that is an incomplete. So where there might still be some hope from there. The most frequent neurological category, again, we mentioned a few minutes ago, quadriplegic. Incompletes make up 47.6% of the spinal cord injuries. Paraplegic, with a complete injury, makes up 19.9%. Paraplegics that are incomplete make up 19.6%. And then a quadriplegic or quadriplegia, that is a complete injury, makes up 12.3%. Depending on the severity of injury will depend on how much typically, again, on the average, according to statistics, how much care and money, how much it would cost to care for that person for the first year. If someone's considered a high quadriplegic, and that's in the C1 to C4, that's where breathing takes place up there. So if you're a C1, C4, typically, again, this statistics was done in 2019, that it was 1.129 million dollars in the first year to take care of a person that is a high quadriplegic. And it doesn't say whether it's incomplete or complete. It just says a high quadriplegic, C1, C4. It takes 1.1 million in the first year to care for that person. A low quadriplegic, that's the C5 to C8. C5 to C8, it takes $816,000 to provide care for that first year. Paraplegics, these are the ones that paraplegics, again, that's under the neck area, could take up to $550,000 for the first year to care for, and any motor function of any level that's been damaged could take nearly $368,000. Now, again, this is Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month, September, and I'm just giving out statistics and whatnot to help you out, to help out other people. If you know anybody that can use these statistics, please pass it on to them. Please forward it. Please suggest his site, suggest his podcast, do whatever you need to get the information to them as well. And be sure to treat anybody, I don't care if spinal cord injury or not, with the complete respect as possible. They want to be as normal as possible as the so-called able bodies are. So they want to be as normal as possible. So do whatever you can to help make their life better, because they're doing their best to make their lives better. And they're trying to provide to their community, their society, to be able to make life better in general for anybody else coming along. And hopefully they're doing what they can to help join in for the future spinal cord injury person with research or whatnot to help make things easier and better for them. Whew, that's it. There's some statistics for you. Do something today, tomorrow, something next week is going to help you persevere past your paralysis.